Chapter 1. The Essentialist. The wisdom of life consists in the elimination of non-essentials. Lin Yutang. Sam Elliott is a capable executive in Silicon Valley who found himself stretched too thin after his company was acquired by a larger, bureaucratic business. He was in earnest about being a good citizen in his new role, so he said yes to many requests without really thinking about it. But as a result, he would spend the whole day rushing from one meeting and conference call to another, trying to please everyone and get it all done. His stress went up at the same time as the quality of his work went down. It was like he was majoring in minor activities, and as a result, his work became unsatisfying for him and frustrating for the people he was trying so hard to please. In the midst of his frustration, the company came to him and offered him an early retirement package. But he was in his early 50s and had no interest in completely retiring. He thought briefly about starting a consulting company doing what he was already doing. He even thought of selling his services back to his employer as a consultant. But none of these options seemed that appealing. So he went to speak with a mentor who gave him some surprising advice. "Stay," he said, "but do what you would as a consultant and nothing else. And don't tell anyone." In other words, his mentor was advising him to do only those things that he deemed essential and to ignore everything else that was asked of him. The executive followed the advice. He made a daily commitment towards cutting out the red tape. He began saying no. He was tentative at first. He would evaluate requests based on the timid criteria. Can I actually fulfill this request, given the time and resources I have? If the answer was no, then he would refuse the request. He was pleasantly surprised to find that while people would at first look a little disappointed, they seemed to respect his honesty. Encouraged by his small wins, he pushed back a bit more. Now when a request would come in, he would pause and evaluate the request against a tougher criteria. Is this the very most important thing I should be doing with my time and resources right now? If he couldn't answer a definitive yes, then he would refuse the request. And once again, to his delight, while his colleagues might initially seem disappointed, they soon began to respect him more for his refusal and not less. Emboldened, he began to apply this selective criteria to everything, not just direct requests. In his past life, he would always volunteer for presentations or assignments that came up last minute. Now he found a way to not sign up for them. He used to be one of the first to jump in on an email trail, but now he just stepped back and let others jump in. He stopped attending the conference calls that he only had a couple of minutes of interest in. He stopped sitting in on the weekly update call because he didn't need the information. He stopped attending meetings on his calendar if he didn't have a direct contribution to make. He explained to me, "Just because I was invited didn't seem a good enough reason to attend." It felt self-indulgent at first, but by being selective, he bought himself space. And in that space, he found creative freedom. He could concentrate his efforts on one project at a time. He could plan thoroughly. He could anticipate roadblocks and start to remove obstacles. Instead of spinning his wheels trying to get everything done, he could get the right things done. His newfound commitment to doing only the things that were truly important and eliminating everything else restored the quality of his work. Instead of making just a millimeter of progress in a million directions, he began to generate tremendous momentum towards accomplishing the things that were truly vital. He continued this for several months. He immediately found that he not only got more of his day back at work, in the evenings he got even more time back at home. He said, "I got back my family life. I can go home at a decent time. Now, instead of being a slave to his phone, he shuts it down. He goes to the gym. He goes out to eat with his wife." To his great surprise, there were no negative repercussions to his experiment. His manager didn't chastise him. His colleagues didn't resent him. Quite the opposite, because he was left only with the projects that were meaningful to him and actually valuable to the company. They began to respect and value his work more than ever. His work became fulfilling again. His performance